Pet Food Alpha's here to stay.
Doo-da,
doo-da,
doo-da.
New episodes on Saturdays.
Oh, the doo-da day.
Wow. I am so glad I was recording that.
Oh, God.
He always catches us when we least expect it. Stay calm.
Yeah. True. Totally.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
And I'm Sammy Grace.
And we have an exciting show for you today. Definitely. This is episode number 20.
The big 2-0.
Oh, wow. 20 already? 20.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
20 episodes
seems
under
like
our belt.
Just yesterday, you guys invited women to do this with you.
Yeah, right.
We needed you to drive that strong male audience.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're level 75.
That's
oh, that helps too. You know, a little bit.
Totally. All right. Well, we got a couple of little news items I want to go over with you. One of them is kind of a little bit of a redundancy, but you know, whatever.
Probably the biggest update we have this week is the update.
Update.
The October update. The biggest update is the update. Go figure.
The update we have all been looking forward to. Well, not all of us, but a lot of people have.
If you guys have, for those of you who are caught up to speed with the Ottergon missions, the new ones are out, and I have to say they are some of the best cutscenes I have ever seen.
Wow.
They are very, very, very funny. You can ask, I was talking to Coben and Self Bomber when I was looking at these cutscenes, and I was just laughing like I've never laughed so hard before.
I'm so behind in the Ottergon thing. I think I've done like the first two missions, or the first three missions.
It's very cool, yeah. I know they have a picture here. They have
trying to catch up.
I think it's mostly cutscenes. Like seriously,
it is the new missions. It only has one BC fight, but it's a really cool fight. So
the new missions do the total missions so far have two BCs.
There's two BCs and there's one NM.
Yeah,
but they're pretty fun. So.
Very cool. So you've done them all then?
I have done them all. I actually finished them as soon as you could, because there's after one you have to wait 24 hours or till JP midnight.
Now you're pretty thick into the. You've gotten Sky obviously from Xylart, and you're pretty close. You're doing pretty well with the Chains of Promathia expansion. How would you rate the storyline in Ottergon to the other ones?
It's kind of hard to say because they have a different kind of like tones about them. Like Ottergon,
they're not as dark.
Like COP is a little more dark, mysterious, really
COP
serious,
is very dark,
and everything.
Yes.
And Ottergon, it's actually more, it's like borderline like serious and humor.
Really?
Almost. Yeah.
Serious and humor.
And humor.
Isn't that kind of a contradiction in terms?
Yes, but that's what makes
seriously
it so good.
Humorous.
Yes, that's what it is. Seriously humorous.
I think the characters are more humorous.
Mm.
Okay.
Shantotto from Withers makes an appearance, and let's say there's a lot of things catching on fire and blowing up when she's around.
Wow.
I mean, Naja is kind of funny in herself just because of her.
Just her whole attitude. She seems to soften up in the new cutscenes a little bit.
Huh.
And she's wearing my freaking glory crown that she stole from me at the last mission that I did before the update.
Nice.
A little unhappy about that. But we also got Chocobo updates, you know, the appearance changes, color changes, all that. They said that they were going to release red and another color. It's green. It's in the model viewer. So,
oh, nice.
It is green, yeah. They don't have the full green one in the model viewer. It's like the green tip for now.
Oh.
Okay.
So whether my model viewer just doesn't have all of them in or what.
Now, I'm wondering, like, if because of that, if they change what eggs are available, we still haven't figured out exactly how you get the colored chocobos.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there a system? I mean,
Got to be some kind
There's some speculation that you get them from ISNMs and from that, which actually People in my link shell just started doing some ISNMs, and they say they're pretty fun. And you can get some really good drops from them. One of the drops, which is an egg.
Chocobo egg.
And
right.
they just turned theirs in, and so we're waiting to see what they turn out to be.
Right.
Well, you know what? I'm not making a new chocobo until I can confirm that, because I don't want a lame yellow chocobo anymore.
Yeah, I retired mine.
You know what, though? The way you got to look at it, even if it is a yellow chocobo,
it's still got the stats already.
Get the stats. Because once the racing comes out, everyone's going to be all like, I want a color chocobo. But you'll have this regular yellow chocobo with all these uber stats.
Yeah,
and you could bid, you know, like if they do bidding or whatever, bid like a bajillion gil or something on it. And then have your chocobo win. And then you get like 11 billion gil.
Yeah,
11 billion gils.
100 million shibidu million yen.
You gotta love when people call it gold too.
Yeah.
The other thing about the update is the new samurai abilities.
Ooh. Yeah. Which I hear are pretty nice.
With Dragoon and Sam Sub, I'm getting plus 10 strength from Hasso. Or not 10, I'm sorry. Plus 5 sub. A friend of mine who has Sam Main said he got plus 10 strength from it. And then there's the new ability, Saigon, which enhances Third Eye. So it allows you to dodge a couple more attacks. I've dodged...
That's kind of nice.
Personally, I've dodged 5. I've been hearing people with Sam Main getting 7 and 10.
Really?
Wow. It's
so it's like
pretty good.
Uber to like, semi.
It's kind of like a cheaper like samurai version of Shadows in a way.
Yeah.
You can't recast them as much.
See a gimp coming on. They've got to change that a bunch. That's like,
we'll see.
I don't know.
Speaking of gimps, they actually buffed up Besieged. We got the level 6 now, and they added items.
Yeah, there's lots of different items that you can get.
God, these items are amazing. Awesome. There's one. It's like it was like a giant. Potion
giant strength,
or it was like some type of HP increasing potion, and I had like 2500 HP.
It doubles it.
My buddy Taken, there's one for magic points. He had 1500 MP.
Wow,
it's pretty nice.
It's amazing.
Yeah, too bad they're only temporary items.
Just go ahead. And
you can only use them in Besieged.
Yeah, they disappear. They're like ballista items. They disappear once you leave Besieged.
It's also cool that they upped the experience too that you get with Besieged now. So you get 1,000. Actually, I just had one tonight before we got on here to record.
But it's only 1,000 with a level 6 because I think they increased it according to the level of the Besieged.
Actually,
a level 6 Besieged is 1,000 because I thought that's.
But you got to remember, you get bonuses for killing. Some of the NMs and stuff in there. I actually got out of Besieged tonight with 1,080.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
So they added the new Ashutalif kind of quest thing. What you do if you've done the, I think it's Adragon Mission 15 on the Black Coffin, you can go into Nashmal. There's a guy you can talk to there, and you can get access to this. It's kind of like a BCNN type deal. We got frogs, we got new gear, little updates here and there for all the jobs. Another thing that was really cool that I was kind of surprised to see is you can have a chime sound when you receive a tell now.
Yes, I like that.
I love that.
I do
too. Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you go into your chat filters or whatever.
I didn't see this in the news anywhere.
It's at the bottom.
Yeah.
Is it really?
You gotta learn to read, dude.
You
go into your chat filters and where like it's tell, you just keep clicking and then eventually like a little like music note will come up next to it. So when you get a tell, it'll just be like, bing.
Yep.
Wow.
Sounds
That's
like a
cool.
little doorbell.
It does.
I haven't seen the new pierogos. Have you?
I have not.
Frogmen?
I have not.
No.
Are they in the
update?
They are.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, new race of beastmen known as pieroga will be now seen in the treasure of Earth. At Urgon areas, but I have not seen them yet.
I honestly haven't been looking for them.
No, I haven't really either.
I really
haven't
need to. Some of the new equipment I've heard is just now showing up. There's the like the body they show in the update with on the Galka samurai, like that kind of white, blue, and gold type thing. It's I heard it's a samurai and ranger equipable only. It's like pretty heavy with like range stuff, but it uses like Cerberus hides and stuff, so it's gonna be really expensive.
There's actually if you go to some page, which a lot of people know about,
right.
The FFX ISOM page, they have a good layout of all the new equipment that's been added.
Okay.
I was really looking forward to some new Paladin stuff, and because of that picture that they showed,
right.
And there's nothing.
Really?
No.
Interesting.
Like, it's really nothing that, no, I mean, that shield that they showed, I have no idea what that is. In that picture, no idea.
Weird.
Yeah. Hmm. But if you go to ffxisumpage.com or ffxi.sumpage.com and you scroll down the main page, it'll show a compilation of info, index, and the new items, the weapons, the armor, the inventory, everything. All of the updated items are right there.
Nice.
And
very cool.
Yeah, I was looking at that today, and they have a few cool things, but also a lot of Ranger stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Ranger stuff has come out because since they had nerfed Ranger
right.
a while back and everybody was complaining about it,
they're
it's
like,
funny
sorry.
Because
we'll fix the range attack.
Exactly.
We'll give you Uber gear.
Mm-hmm.
They
and
did fix the Ranger
still
attack
aren't having to
big
fix
time, which is kind of funny because a friend of mine who's a Ranger loved the job. He was getting really aggravated with it. He you know, wasn't sure how it was going to work out. He got on. He said, wow, it's a big difference. He said, normally when you search for Rangers, like in our server, he said, usually there's about, 20 to 30 on.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the day after the update, there were 86 of them on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He said they're, like, big number jump. Everybody's, like, turning out the new ranged attack stuff. So
I was surprised. I actually didn't see too many Samurais after the update.
I'm expecting to see a lot of Samurais in the dudes now.
Yeah, definitely.
Because Samurai is going to be a big sub-job.
It's a very nice sub-job. You know, there's people, they talk about, well, with that, you know, with Samurai, you don't have, like, the double attack and the war cry and everything. But I looked at this a little bit. If I subbed Warrior, I would have, after using Hasso, I have less strength. And that's a big factor for Dragoons. And then, you know, you get, like, the store TP stuff, too, which is also really nice. And you get, you know, the accuracy bonuses and all this stuff. So it's really, you know.
There actually was a couple of things for Dragoon, too, here. For
really?
Yeah, if you're going to check it out. You got to check that out. Earthgreaves is one of the new things. You get a lot of the stuff that they put out for Dragoon, like we've talked about before, though, is a, seems more... geared for soloing.
Yeah.
But the enchantments of these Earthgreaves fusion, which goes to one of your rants that you've talked about before,
uh-oh.
The enchantment on it is Wyvern gains effect of stone skin.
Wow. God.
It's max charges 20, equip delay 30 seconds, reuse timer 1 minute.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. I saw that today. It kind of made me laugh. But yeah, there's a lot of new equipment, a lot of new stuff for Rangers, a lot of new stuff, some more MP gear for mages, a lot of ranged accuracy stuff for Rangers, and it looks like they're giving more stuff to the new jobs, too.
Yeah. They added Brega the Stylist, I believe, into...
yes, they did.
Well.
They did. They added her into that quest. A lot of the new jobs are given more equipment to wear. Also, they changed some of the old equipment so that the new jobs could wear it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a pretty big update.
It was, yeah, definitely.
Very, very, very cool. Good job, Essie. Somewhat.
Yeah, she actually
so
pulled something off that's
yeah.
not complete.
Speaking of good job, SE, our next bit of news is the the action taken against third-party tool users. Have I said this before? I distinctly remember myself saying this
probably.
At least once or three or four times before.
Seven.
Same deal. 1,400 accounts have been banned because of the use of prohibited third-party tools. Users that were using tools to enable abnormal in-game movement have
well,
been
cheers. Speed hacking, guys. You're out of here.
Yeah, get out.
We
of
actually
here.
Had up at Uli Camp last week. We had a gil seller, so we call them, you know, who position hacked. he died in the middle of the room, and no tractor was casted, and he ended up at the entrance to the zone. Oh, yeah, so
that's
we
a neat little trick.
Yeah, so we called the GM on him, and we believe he got put in jail.
Good.
Yeah, it was pretty funny because he was still online, but he wasn't in any area.
Right.
It was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So yeah, hopefully he got banned too.
They need to make it so that when you search for somebody, you can search for all the people that are in GM jail. Like, search GM jail.
You know what I think is really crappy about this whole the whole GS thing, the Guild Sellers, is we were talking about it the other day at Uli Camp. We had a group of people up there who were obviously wearing very untypical gear for their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They had no link shells. They all had very obviously auto-generated names.
Right.
And they were all in a party together. And so you know that they're Guild Sellers. Like, mm-hmm. you know that. But there's no way to prove this.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm.
I saw the exact same thing. And it was in the El Tepe Desert. And I saw them, and none of them had link shells. They were all in this party,
mm-hmm.
and they were fighting some. And I saw them all DC at one time.
Yes, like yes.
They all yes. like had the little red symbol above their head all of a sudden, and they all just disappeared at the same time.
Yep.
I was like, that is so lame.
Yeah, that. And then the other thing is, too, I had seen a group of people in, I can't remember what area it was, but I was searching an area for something, and I see this group of people all in a party together, and they all had the beginning of their name was all the same.
Yeah, that's the
same. It was like the first like five letters were the same, and then like the last letters were like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, God.
Like, I actually saw a party one time where their names were like Black Mage, Red Mage.
Yes, I've seen that before, too. And you think that, you know, okay, I know I've heard like, you know, you can't, some people have told me, oh, well, the GMs are able to scan you to see, like, that you are using. I really want to know how they're able to do that, because that is actually a violation, like, to be able to scan, like, your character and see what you're using on your computer or whatever. It's a violation of your privacy and all that kind of stuff. So how do they actually know how these people are getting caught or what? Mm-hmm. What's
well,
going on
I think
with that?
Mostly is all these third-party programs with, like, the speed hacking. And all these other things, you know, signals that are getting sent, and they can just...
They can tell based on what the tool is actually doing to, like, actually change the game.
Yeah, they have ways to detect if someone is using these. It's not, they're not necessarily going in and searching. They can see that you're using these applications or these third-party tools.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They could probably see that dude died at, you know, whatever position, and then
right. Well, that was obvious. Like, yeah, you could tell that. But there's like other things I had heard. You know, well, if they scan, like when you talk to a GM or something, like they're able to like scan your character, and there's like certain things that'll pop up that are different.
I've heard
than
that too.
Game. Yeah, I have, but I don't know how true it is.
Right, it's one of those little rumors. We need to get the MythBusters on that.
Yeah. We do. Call them up.
Get the MythBusters.
I love the MythBusters.
I heard
so
these are awesome.
You're raising a new chocobo now, aren't you, Fusion?
I am.
What's his name?
I guess we'll jump right into in-game stuff then.
We didn't talk about the Trick or Treat Harvest Festival.
Oh, sorry.
Or the Vanadil Collection 2007 for Windows.
You know what? We don't need to talk about that, because all they did, they changed the date and they put it at the top of the page.
I know.
Trying to sell them.
Wasn't it supposed to be like the 9th before, and now it's the 7th?
Was it? I don't remember. I think it was still the 7th. But they changed the date and they put it at the top of the page just so
people
could
still see it. Yeah, we talked
about
that last time.
Forget that. We don't care. We already got the game.
And the Harvest Festival. Yeah.
The Harvest Festival.
There's lots
cool.
of cool stuff.
Well, this
kind of
goes
get.
In with Fusion doing in-game stuff, because I know he's done all this. So
that's
go ahead,
true. I've been on top of all the things in the update this week. Everything from the Harvest Festivals that they've had the last past couple of years, you know, everything is still there. There's the little treat monster guys, NPCs walking around. You can trade stuff too to get items or get costumes.
Get your pumpkin head.
They got the same thing where you can get the pitchforks, whatever. But this year, they have two witches. They're like ghosts. They're kind of transparent and walking around. And there's an exorcist in each town, like where the event mogul usually is. There's an exorcist there now. And you talk to him, and you have to basically, you got to get a costume, and you have to follow these witches around, and they just kind of talk. But if you get seen by them, they take away your costume, and then you have to do it all over again. So once you follow them, and they like kind of like pour their heart out to you, and like tell you like their whole life story, you go back to the exorcist, and he'll give you a hat. And then you can do it again, and that's how you get the high quality hat. Another thing which is really cool, they actually have furniture pieces this year.
Woohoo!
So what happens with that is they have these Moogle NPCs that sell stuff. I went to see, because like I was thinking like the past events that they would just sell stuff from last year's event, you know.
Right.
They sell jack-o'-lanterns.
They sell jack-o'-lanterns, and that's
awesome.
And that's all that they had.
It's cheap.
But if you get the normal quality hat, depending on which nation you're in, you can go to those Moogles and you can buy a lantern for your mock house.
And you can.
It's like if you have like a normal quality, you can either go around to each nation and buy like that nation's lantern, or if you have a high quality, you can buy all three of them at any nation.
Now, what do the lanterns do? Do they just
they sit there and look pretty, kind of like the eggs from the Easter egg?
Yeah, Fusion has a screenshot up.
Like the airship, like the big airship that you can get for having someone in game.
Yeah, it's actually, I got a screenshot under the screenshot thread in the forums. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to see the lanterns, you go ahead and check it out. They're pretty cool looking.
They are pretty cool looking, actually.
There's a Snoll one that just looks so awesome to me.
Yep.
The Snolls are just so cool looking.
Yeah.
That's the Bastok really cool one, right?
That is Bastok, because Bastok is cool.
Yeah, right.
Winners just has a pumpkin that like has like this big like surprised expression
and
on its face.
Then the Windy one looks
has
like a Mandy.
Has a Mandy, which is very
cool. A man. What was it called? A Mandragora.
Mandragora.
Mandrag queen. What?
Mandrag.
Mandrag queen. Okay.
Mandrag.
Very nice. But yeah, that's. Yikes.
Oh, babies in drawers.
No.
Okay, anyway.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I did the Harvest Festival. Like I said, I did all the new Otter God missions and laughed my butt off. Got level 73.
Very cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm like 3K till 74. So
actually, you got 73 in a party with me. So
I did.
I knew about that.
Party.
Yes. Yeah, we had a fun party. We finally got to party together, and like the first time in months.
We pwned some emo Dark Knight trolls up on Mount Zalhelm. It was a good party.
Yeah, it was fun.
But, yeah, I'm almost level 74. So I think by next week I'll be 75.
Where, dude?
So that'll be cool.
Awesome.
I'll finally hit the cap after.
I'm gonna get you. Like, I'm gonna get you a gift certificate for a Dairy Queen cake, and I'll have them put your character's character's picture on it, and then
75.
Like you can just go and pick it up.
Nice. Very cool.
I'll fax it to them.
Oh, didn't you see the update that the cap is now gonna be 80?
Yeah. Right.
I'm joking. because he's finally gonna hit the cap, and you know, I just had
never
to.
Never happened.
Yeah. But
sorry.
Also, my I know. My Link Shelby did our first Bayako this weekend.
Awesome.
We killed it. So we got the Hayate drop. We got the Adamant Solarets or the feet for that. Not really a whole lot of drops, but we got a couple of good ones. So that was really fun. Also, I finally had my Chocobo hatch. I went ahead and I retired the Chocobo I had so I could get the appearance changes and all that with my new one. So I went ahead and I named him Omega Dunkle.
That's cute.
Nice, dude.
I like that.
It's not cute.
I think it's cute.
Omega Dunkle. That's like...
kind of darky.
Strong and
nah, it's kind of darky.
Kind of emo.
I wanted him to be an emo.
Emo
Chocobo. I just named him Dark Knight.
Emo Chocobo Dark Knight. Oh,
Chocobo Dark Knight.
He's going to be a dark knight. Yeah.
Chocobo. Yeah, okay, anyway. So yeah, that's really all I've been doing. Just love. Oh, I got to talk about my party today.
Oh boy,
this is good. Oh, I haven't told you about this yet.
I don't.
We were doing fighting those Kuthrubs, those like mummy type guys.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Out by the Divga Isle staging point, and it was me, two monks, and a ninja were our DDs, and so me and one monk, we would do the light skill chain with dragon kick and wheeling thrust. Mm-hmm. We did a light skill chain for 4,856 points of damage.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So any of you people out there who say dragoons suck for damage, chew on that.
Or so dude,
we they're gonna chew on those. I hope they do, and I hope they enjoy it, because it's delicious.
Delicious?
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty hot.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's a lot of DD action.
Yeah.
Did you kill it?
We killed a lot of them.
Well, did you kill it with that one, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That thing was dead.
Dead.
It was
didn't
very,
even exist.
It was very not alive.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah,
sounds
that's,
like fun.
That's pretty much all that I've been doing.
Awesome.
What about you, Sam?
Let's see.
You're always the busy one of the group.
Actually, I think Fusion's been a little bit more busy than I have. I haven't been in game too much, except I did get something kind of big this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's how could you not?
Yeah,
I finally
got C.
All right.
Woohoo!
Rubbing it in my face.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Also, real quick, congrats to Self Bomber.
He also got C.
And I hate both of you very much.
Which I'm very happy that my little walkthrough there helped him.
Your little, like, book.
Yeah, my little book about the airship fight helped. We finally did it. It was pretty awesome because we were all psyched up. We went in and we killed him. We killed Tenzin in, I'm going to say less than 45 seconds when we finally got in there. And just, I mean, he didn't even have a chance. It was, it took us longer to buff up and, like, get ourselves all, you know, ready and psyched
up. Right.
To go in. we got in and we 2-houred and then we all had 300 TP before we went on. We slept ourselves with open necklaces before we went in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an uncapped fight, so you keep your TP when you get in there.
Very cool.
And we 2-houred and then used an Icarus ring and.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just wailed on him.
We just pretty much wailed on him.
Just
because. The thing about Tenzin is if you don't kill him fast enough, he does a skill chain that, like, pretty much if he gets the skill chain off, you're going to die. You're not going to win. If he gets a skill chain off, you lost. So you want to kill him as fast as possible. And it was pretty fun. And then we ended up, you know, going straight to sea from there and ran around and got a map. And I was really, really excited. It was pretty cool. And then I did my first Limbus.
Very cool.
Which is very not what I expected it to be.
Really?
I think I was expecting more of a dynamis type place. I wasn't expecting it to look how it did. It looked exactly like a Prami.
Hmm. Really?
Okay. And you basically have all these different levels you go through, just like Promis. You have the things that take you up, and the one we did was the Three Kings one. Mm-hmm. So there's 5 levels altogether. The first 2 levels were minor mobs, and then the last 3 were mobs that were similar to the big 3 kings, which are Nidhogg, Aspid, and King Behemoth.
Wow.
And, yeah, so we got to fight those. We did not clear it. We ran out of time on the last floor. You get time extensions, kind of like Dynamis. You get coin drops, ancient beast coins, which are used to turn in to get items and to upgrade your AF armor.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool stuff that comes out of Sea and Limbus, so I'm really, really excited about that.
Cool. Very cool.
Also, my Link Shell got claim on Adamant Toys 2 days in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the third day, the HQ popped, and we lost claim, which I was kind of disappointed. And what else? I think that's pretty much it. I think so. Am I missing anything? Yeah. I don't think so.
All right. No. Sweet, dude.
Very cool.
So, actually, I think you were a little bit more busy than you thought you were.
With, I guess so.
With the sea.
Little sea thing. It was pretty exciting. So, yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah. So, what about you?
I got to level 64.
Nice.
Hey.
And thank you. And I realized that my warrior was gimped now. So, well, it was gimped at level. It was actually gimped at level 62, but you would really know because it was 31. So I could get, you know, 33, or I mean, right. 60 at level 63. I was gimped, but it really
didn't
show until 64.
Right.
So now I have to. I took my warrior out into the jungle, and
have you noticed though? Now that you're leveling another lower level job, that the experience goes a lot faster than it does once you're, you know,
totally
doing that. It goes totally a lot faster,
and that's with all lower level jobs. Mm-hmm. When you come from you know where you need 20. Some odd thousand experience points a level down to go into where you only need like, you know,
10K,
6 or 7,000.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can get like 2 levels,
right?
Really, in just a few hours,
definitely.
And I was partying in the jungle with like people who already had higher level characters, you could tell,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know, based on their rank and you know, skill level and just the way they kind of dealt with stuff. But we were just owning mandragoras.
Awesome.
It was awesome, and I was dual wielding axes as a warrior ninja. Felt good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's all I've pretty much done is leveling. Pretty much.
That's important.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm trying to make that push. I'm trying to make that push. I do have a link shell in mind.
Ooh. You do?
Yes, I do have an endgame link shell in mind.
Very cool.
Yeah. So.
Very cool.
Hopefully they'll invite me.
Something that you have to apply to?
If there's anybody on Kujata that has an endgame link shell, let me know. Maybe I could get like an in.
Yeah, there you go.
This should just be like an application just to fill out to like send it to all the link shells. Be like, I am a paladin looking for a link shell.
Kind of like a resume. Dude.
Right.
Yeah. Be like monster.com kind of. Like,
I am a single chocobo looking for a Moogle. Preferably like, a nomad Moogle.
I like long walks on the beach.
And killing dragons.
Mana Clipper rides.
Mana Clipper rides.
Please no men drag queens.
These are drawers.
Please no man drag. That's a different website there, dude.
Man drags and drawers.
That's like, you know.
Man drags and drawers.
Man drags and drawers.
Man drags and drawers. Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If I want to know about all that, dude.
I don't think I want to know either.
Not either do I. It's a whole nother show on itself.
Boy, yeah, I know.
One that I will never be on.
So he would have us think.
How did you figure it out? How did you know? This week on The Man Drag Queen, we have a
The Man Drag Queen.
It's got to be French, just for the heck of it.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say,
the whole babies and drawers thing has gotten quite the response, you guys.
I've seen the response. They all think I'm a terrible person.
I've heard people. No.
I know.
They
I know.
Do not. None of them do. We've had people making mules named babies in drawers. Macros with babies in drawers in them.
Avatars with babies in drawers.
Yes.
Love it. The
babies in drawers phenomenon.
I'm going to put my baby in the drawer and take a picture and post it on the forum.
Babies in drawers revolution.
And I'm going to make sure that he's crying at the time so that it's even more dramatic.
Just have him get this like completely like blank, like staring up at you, look like, what?
I'll do that.
I'm in a drawer?
Yeah. He's going to be
Dad,
like, huh?
What's this?
Why am I in a
drawer?
My daddy puts me in drawers.
Dad, I have a paperclip. I have a paperclip sticking up my butt, Dad. Dad, you should have checked for thumbtacks.
I'm sitting on the whiteout.
What's that big yellow, or what's that big white splotch on the baby's butt steak?
Oh, that's just,
I just had him in the drawer again.
This is whiteout.
Okay. Wow. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Right.
That was a babies in drawers break brought to you by steak.
Yeah.
Another babies in drawers.
Brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. Babies in drawers.
Coming to a theater near you.
New on DVD.
Babies in drawers in space.
It's BTG DVD. Babies in drawers.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay, man. Stop. Oh my gosh.
Breathe in, breathe out.
It's awesome. Okay. Sweet. Moving right on.
That moves us on to McNoob.
We have a new McNoob.
We do.
McNoob.
But first thing I want to point out, it's not me doing the McNoob. We actually have Squigalicious from the Bahamut server.
Dude, why is everybody from the Bahamut server?
Because we're cool. Duh.
You didn't get the memo?
I'm going to call Square and ask him if they can move me to Bahamut.
Do it.
Do it. Hell yeah, do it.
That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
But so this week we have... I kind of left off last time with jobs and the dunes and everything. So now we have The Path to Juno. Not gonna, read all of it. It'll be up on the blog this week. But it tells each way you can get to Juno. If you're going from Bastok, from Sandy, from Windy, etc. And also breaks down, gives you a couple of hints, like getting make sure to buy maps. Tells you which each section of Juno has in it and everything. So it's definitely worth the read. I'll post that up, get a couple images for it. And, maybe
Your first trip to Juno is always a dangerous one.
We'll have maybe some Junos in drawers or something. And
Boo.
That's a big desk right there.
Boo.
Juno in a drawer.
Boo.
Yeah, very cool. So thank you very much to
Squigalicious.
Squiggy.
You're awesome. Keep up.
I would really like to have her on the show sometime.
You know what? And we're going to, actually. She has applied for one of our job-specific shows.
Awesome.
But I think we'll... I want to say it was White Mage or Black Mage. But I think she deserves to be on before that, though. Definitely.
Squigalicious.
Awesome.
Rock.
Very cool.
She is. She's very cool.
And of course, if you have any McNoob ideas, suggestions, and all that, let us
know.
Shoot
us email.
Emails. And, that's it for McNoob this
week. Petfoodalpha@gmail.com.
Make sure to check out the Johnny McNoob blog at beatthegamer.com. And leave your comments.
Let us know what we can do. You know what? Someone actually mentioned to me that we do a McNoob on furniture for your mock house. Yeah, like what you can put in your mog house to, that'd be
to
interesting.
To give you enhancements, mog enhancements?
Right. Yeah, mog enhancements and the like.
That is true.
That'd be pretty cool. That was one thing I didn't know until later in the game, and it would have helped, if I had known you put a bed in your mog house and you don't lose as much EXP when you die. Psh.
Right.
If I had known that,
I want to get the babies in drawers bog enhancement.
Yeah, they have that now.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yep, true. True. You can put your little baby chocobo in the drawer.
That would be cool. I'd do that. And I wouldn't have to go to the stables all the time.
Good call. All right.
Very cool.
The next...
This is kind of a big thing
because this is the first time that this is ever going to happen
in the history of.
And this is going to give you, the listener, the chance to actually hang out with Steak, with Steak and Fusion X and Sammy Grace.
Possibly.
And yeah, possibly. Well, we're hoping that Sammy Grace can go.
We'll work it out.
We are going to make an appearance at. The OhioCon anime convention, and there's a bunch of people that play Final Fantasy XI that I've met there over the years, and it's really cool to meet people and talk about their server and sit down and, you know,
chit chat,
and we might actually try to get a forum room together and record the show, like live. In the forum room, live with everybody sitting there. And then we could actually have like a floating microphone even or something. And
maybe,
like actually have an open forum like episode or something.
We'll have to get a mic guy.
Yeah, we'll have to get a mic walker and have people raise their hands or something.
There you go.
But yeah, OhioCon.org, OhioCon.org for more information. We'll be there. And you can come, take a road trip, and come and... hang out with us.
Very exciting.
We'll make sure we take plenty of pictures.
So. Oh, definitely. We'll have pictures. That'd be cool. And everything. We'll
take pictures and stuff. And maybe I'll dye my hair.
Why would you dye your hair?
Because I dyed my hair last year. It was fun.
Oh, okay. Dye your hair like purple or pink? Or
I dyed it red last year.
Okay.
I bleached it and then I dyed it. It was cool.
You should dye it whatever color your chocobo turns out to be, Stay.
There you go.
It's going to be yellow. Probably.
You're like a bright yellow.
You have with like chocobo tips. Hair.
With black tips. And I have like a carrot sticking out of it. There you go.
So yeah, we're going to make a public appearance. So anybody who wants to come and hang out with us can do so. It's in Columbus, Ohio, which is the state capital of Ohio.
That's
awesome.
What they
tell me. That's what they tell me anyway. So,
I'm just the middleman. I hear things. I don't know if they're right.
So take a road trip and come and see us.
Very cool. It'd be a lot of fun.
If you have any questions, let us know. Be very happy cool. to give you more info.
Very
right.
cool.
Right. Next on the agenda.
I got just a real quick shout out. Oshi from, Bahamut server. I think.
Why did that not surprise me?
Oh, Squiggy's husband. I knew they were.
Oh, really?
Some kind
yes.
of connection.
That's her real life husband.
He sent me a telling game the other day. He's like, "Nice show." I'm like, "Awesome." If I could have emoted like done like an emote thumbs up, I totally would have. But
yeah,
just doesn't work like that.
That's awesome.
So, word up to you, Oshi and Squig again for helping us with PicNube.
Squigalicious and Oshi.
Real quick, we got one email this week.
Okay.
From, what was it? Voice That's
Was
Fire,
it from, wait, let me
Fairy
guess.
Server. It was not another Babies and Drawers from Chin.
It wasn't Babies and Drawers.
However, it is along those lines.
Oh, God.
Now, on Fairy Server, there is a mule. Lol Babies and Drawers.
Lol Babies and Drawers. Word.
I'm telling you, we started. Awesome. It's the Babies and Drawers Revolution.
It's the Babies and Drawers Revolution.
Nice.
Get on board. All right.
Very fun.
Sweet.
Very cool.
Awesome. Lol Babies and Drawers. what server was it? Carbuncle?
Fairy,
okay, cool.
Fairy. There might be one on Carbuncle, because that's the one Chill is on. She might make one
true.
Eventually.
You know what? There's probably about 10.
I'm sure there are.
I talked to Chinchilla today. She said she was about to get to level 75.
Yeah.
Maybe she's even really tonight. Close. It was actually a race with her and Fusion.
We were gonna have a race.
And guess what?
And then Chinchilla's I came winning. To the realization that I'm a dragoon and she's a corsair.
Yeah.
And that's not even fair.
But, it's you, Kevin, and I was like, hey, a dragoon and a corsair.
Way to set up a good example, Sam. That's I couldn't have visualized it before. Thank you for clarifying that for me.
Lol Dirk.
I'm not a lol Dirk. I'm a raffle Dirk.
Oh, you're a raffle Dirk. I'm sorry.
I keep telling people this, and they keep forgetting. I'm a raffle.
Raffle Dirk.
Whether that's better or worse, Raffle I don't Dirk. Know.
Raffle Dirk. FTW.
Raffle Dirk.
Raffle Dirk Fiddle. Yeah, great.
You are on this like this laughing giddy mood tonight, aren't you?
I have a question for you guys. Oh. Do you ever use like the forum or like the text humor like with other people that have no idea what you're talking about?
Oh yeah.
Like have you ever been like lol something and said it out loud to somebody and they're like,
oh, I do it all the time.
That happened to me today. I got a ride from a buddy of mine and he had like this Scooby-Doo like air freshener hanging from his window, and I was like, "Lol, Scoob," and he was like, "Huh?"
I was actually on the phone with a friend of mine from the game, at another friend of mine's house who doesn't play the game, and I said something was Uber to her, and my friend on the phone was like, "Do you realize you just used the Uber word?" And she probably has no idea what the heck you're talking about. And I was like, "Yeah, you're probably right." And she's like, "What did you just say?" I said Uber, and she's like, "What the heck is Uber?" I was like, "Yeah, she really doesn't know what it means." So it was pretty funny.
That's Uber cool.
That's so funny, dude.
That was my first experience of using it outside, and
I think this
like,
world.
Huh?
I think this world would be more humorous if more people played Final Fantasy XI.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably. Like all your aunts and uncles and stuff. And
you can get together
like around the Thanksgiving table and talk about your dragoon and like
your raffle dirk.
Your raffle dirk.
Your mandrag queens.
And your little babies dirk. And drawers.
Your uncles.
Yeah. Totally. In like your economy
your emo
status. Lol pulled.
You know that one cousin that you know is an emo Dirk but won't admit it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I guess I could mention this. I'm actually working on a Final Fantasy XI humor website.
You are.
I am.
You are.
I'm still trying to think of a name for it. So if anybody has any good ideas out there,
raffle babies in drawers.
Besides babies in drawers.
Oh come on.
Besides babies in drawers.
Babies in drawers.
Babies in drawers.
Wow. But yeah, I'm looking at all kinds of like comics, Flash cartoons, and all that kind of stuff. So if you got anything like that or are interested in making one, go ahead and get this stuff started, and hopefully not too long here I'll have that that website set up so we can just laugh at everything.
Can I ask you guys a question? You're not gonna like go to the Ohio Con and like dress up as your character, are you?
Some people do that though.
I know now. That's cosplay.
Lots of people
you're
dress
not
up.
Going to do that,
I am,
are you?
I am now, just to make you uncomfortable.
You know what?
you dress up
do
as your wyvern.
Do it.
Dress up
do
as my wyvern.
I will pay you $50 if you dress up like your character.
Wyvern? No, it's your wyvern, please.
I will send you the blue makeup, and I will pay you $50. If you come as your character,
I'll think about it.
Lol Fuse.
I'll think about it.
Lol Derg.
You know what? Actually, last year when I went to the convention, I've been there for the last few years, and I actually planned that I was going to dress up, but it's like getting late, and it's in like the first weekend in January. And it's like I don't have that much time left to make anything. So
right.
I can't picture dressing up, honestly, but I do have to say that for Halloween, I am dressing up as a cat, which some of my friends have told me I should just name myself the Mithra, you know? So, yeah, I'm kind of dressing up Final Fantasy style for Halloween this year.
Cool. Like, okay, that's cool.
I'm going to be a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a Mithra. Whichever way you want to look at it.
Take pictures.
Oh, God.
Please, let's post them on the forums.
It's just the thought of
please
Sammy dressed up as a cat at a party or something. That's just like, oh, that's funny.
It's funny?
It's funny.
Yeah, you think it's funny?
I think it's very funny.
Why do you think it's so funny?
I don't know, because I can see you with some like stupid expression on your face, like, ah!
I'm dressed up like a cat.
Word, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe I'll dress up like a Mandy or a Mandrag. There we go.
Sweet. If you want more information, a Mandrag.
I totally want to see you like a Mandrag, dude.
I bet you would.
Dude, mostly a lot of people dress up. A couple years ago, there was a guy who dressed up as a ranger. And, like, he was an AF. No. No. A
Why
ranger.
Not? What's wrong with Power Rangers, dude?
An Urng.
A Urng.
Yeah, he dressed in AF, and it was really cool. And last year I went, and there was this dude who had this custom Red Mage outfit made for him. And it was awesome.
Really?
Cool. Awesome, yeah. It was, like, made out of leather. Like, suede leather. And it was just amazing.
Very cool. I want to say I've seen pictures of something like that. Maybe he was at the fan festival.
Yeah.
Or someone that had a costume similar.
Somebody
to that.
Who is that much into it, I would think you'd want to wear it more than once.
Well, right. Yeah.
Maybe he'll be there. Maybe he'll be there this year.
Maybe.
Interesting.
He gave me his card, and I totally lost it.
He had cards.
Well, no, he like wrote down his character.
Is it like Red Mage for Hire?
Okay.
No, I don't know what it was. But I know he paid upwards of $700 for the
house.
Wow. So
if you ever need a Red Mage, call blah blah blah.
Who are you gonna call?
But,
yep.
Yeah.
For more,
make me look like more of an idiot. Thanks.
All right. That's enough foolishness.
Ruffelturg.
We're kind of running out of time.
Little paladin.
All right. Hey. If you want information about the con, if you need, like, some, you know,
whatever.
What, where, when, why, and how much.
We'll put, like, a link on the
shoot
on
us
website.
An email.
Yeah, we can
yeah,
have a we link can on the episode today. All
right. We're
pop that up on there for you guys.
We'd be happy to give you that, hang out with you, the weekend, be sweet.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, totally a lot of fun. It's really nice.
Me and
nice
Steak will be at the bar. Fusion will.
I will be too. I'll just be drinking chocolate milk.
Or Shirley Temples.
Yeah, right. Cranberry.
Another
juice.
Shirley Temple for my good man.
Oh,
yeah,
it's gonna be fun.
For who?
SNDD.
All of us.
Oh, okay. I just had to make sure.
All right. Well, that's all the time we got for today. So we'll wrap it up.
Righty.
Thank you very much for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
See ya.
You can. Hey, what emails?
I just said.
Did you?
Didn't I?
Sammy?
You can email us with questions at pepperdalf@gmail.com. Right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Is that right?
Is that the one that we've been saying for the last 20 shows?
That's true.
No, for one show we did bethegamer.com, remember?
Yeah, and then the email stopped working, and then we did bethegamer.com. We said that, I think, for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, and then
maybe
stopped.
Three.
Pepperdalf@bethegamer.com.
Gmail.com.
Yeah. Gmail.
Not
Gmail.
To be confused with petfoodalpha@bethegamer.com, which
does
not work.
Work because it doesn't like us.
Boo.
All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Thanks for tolerating us.
Tolerating. Nice.
Good night.
Later. Bye-bye.